numbers 2 and 4 here show you that an annihilator, that particular annihilator, will not only annihilate each of the functions listed, but any linear combination of those functions. And I didn't want to write out a linear combination of the functions in 5 because I don't think I have enough paper and who would have enough patience to read it, but any linear combination of the functions listed in 5 would also be annihilated by the operator in 5.